Hey everyone, my name is Windows 95 Man, aka Teemu.
And I'm Henry.
Woohoo! Woo.
And I'm Steve, and you are listening to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Thank you for coming on, guys. I'm going to find out everything about you, but I have one really, really important, serious question to ask you. So right now, the magical pair of denim jean shorts that you are wearing, are they the ones from the Finnish national final, and are they the ones that are going to Malmö?
Yes, there is only one magic pants, and these are the pants.
These are important. They need to be protected at all times.
Fire protected.
Fire protected, yes. Fire retardant, special briefcase, you need bodyguards. They are your luck going to Malmö,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I'm a bit neurotic with this. Like, I always carry with them, like, with me.
Well, are you always wearing them?
Mostly.
And so far, they've not been lost, right?
Never. Since 2010.
Since 2010?
Yeah, they are even before even the Windows 95 Man born, there was created my friend in one after party. He was thinking that they're too long, so he took the scissors and started to cut. So this is it. Then the magic happened, and yeah.
So they're 14 years old. Have they ever been washed?
Yeah, sometimes slightly fixing them myself, and yeah.
I love the fact that these are the ones going to Malmö. Anyway, guys, we're going to find out all about you. You are listening to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Stay right there. So, guys, how are you? It's been such a roller coaster for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's been a journey.
Yeah. First, like, really, really big shock because we didn't think that we are too artistic for Finland, that we're not gonna... We was, of course, dreaming that, it would be quite crazy to win this thing. But there were so big pop stars in the UMK, so yeah. We was like... I'm an artist, this is like fine art, kind of art performance, what we're gonna do, like, is this gonna be too much? But I've been hearing just like old Finnish grandmas have been voting us, and like everybody loves our stuff, so here we are.
Yeah, what was that night like? Did you feel the crowd and feel the love of the crowd? Because they went crazy for you.
Yeah,
they did. I didn't hear that because I had the monitors on. But after I watched the video of us doing that, they were crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they were so loud. I didn't hear it that moment when we were on the stage.
Yeah, and it was like few days later, I watching with my wife and with my kid, and I started to cry when I hear the audience, that it was just so big magic when the shorts are coming down, and it's like it's some kind of like football stadium, like someone making a goal.
It had everything. It had a denim egg. It had pyrotechnics. It had jean shorts descending on high. Henry, you were crawling on the stage. Literally, you threw everything at that performance.
You need those.
Yeah, maximum.
What did your kid think of daddy performing?
It's really bizarre because he's like 3.5 years old, and for him this is totally normal. It's just like daddy goes to work, daddy sings loud, and daddy tried to find the shorts. Yeah.
You have single-handedly kept the denim industry going in Finland, especially with that performance. Henry, you were wearing all the denim.
Yes, all the denim. Yeah,
we want to keep the show almost as similar it was, but like just try to make it even more look like Windows 95 Man, and just like but I think it's quite we are quite careful because it's this was quite perfect already.
Yeah.
Like we don't want to change it too much.
Yeah, a little bit more glamour, and it has to be a little bit more precise, but just tiny things.
I'm sure everyone listening's seen the performance, but when the jean shorts descend and then they get snapped off, you have the pyrotechnics. So you are waving these pyrotechnic cords. How scary was that?
Really, like, yeah, it's scary, but it's like also was scary because I kind of, I'm losing my mind a little bit. When it starts, I just losing my time, like, and I start to think, like, I just want to shout something like, aah! And it's really, really hard to keep the focus to the show because it's quite an amazing moment.
Yeah, and you promised if we win, you would shoot the pyros to your groin.
Well, yeah, if I win the UMK, and I was almost doing it, like in the really last show, in when we won, and it was almost going here. But
we don't want injury. We don't want injury.
I don't want. So, like, it was a stupid idea.
The heat of the moment.
Yeah.
We need to protect you now for the next couple of months. No injuries at all. Yeah. You're like an athlete. You know, you have to train. You have to be like, you know, 100%. So listen, when did you two guys first meet?
With this project, actually.
Couple of years ago. Yeah.
When we started to do this demo song. Yeah. And
I was supposed to produce the song and not sing on it. And then my demo vocals were that good that they didn't allow me to not go.
Oh, so your demo was too good, basically.
He's too good singer. Too good. Yeah.
And Henry, you had no choice. You were like, yeah, okay, fine. I'm going to do this. I've signed up now.
I was not forced, but I was pushed towards them.
Yeah.
So was Eurovision always the dream? Like, when did you first think this is what we want to do?
For me, it was like maybe 2016 or something. I started to think first time, like, my friend just put a Facebook message like, whoa, I was watching Eurovision. I was thinking like, whoa, Windows 95 man should go there. And and then when it came to COVID times, we started to think like, I didn't have any more DJ gigs. And then we started to build this. And
I'm right in thinking this is your first single, right? Yeah. You are a DJ, but this is your first single ever.
First song going to Eurovision. This is like my, and I love so much the danger. Like, there was so much danger already in UMK, and I can't wait to go to Eurovision because I like so much that there is like doing new stuff and like using. I used first time ear monitors, and I'm just like, this is like insane place to do things first time. But it's I take it in like a positive challenge, and we try to stay in the happy side.
When did Windows 95 Man get born?
It was actually 2013. There was like this coolest music festival in Finland, in Helsinki. And I think like all the people are there ultra cool. So I wanted to create something what is a little bit like even more cool, but like also a little bit shocking that they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. So then this was my festival outfit like 11 years ago.
Okay, and again, same jean shorts, same T-shirt, same cap. It's been there the whole time. Same haircut as well.
Yeah, but mostly. Yeah.
A bit longer mullet for the moment.
Yeah, but same.
Yeah.
Same glasses. Yeah.
Same glasses. And Henry, you've been in bands and stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, indie bands mostly. Yeah, but this. So, a whole new different area.
And Henry, were you a Eurovision fan before?
Yeah, I have been watching Eurovision since I was, a very small child. But I've never dared to dream about Eurovision. And it wasn't a goal per se, but...
Now we're here.
Now we're here, and it's incredible and exciting.
Yeah.
Should we talk about who you're following in the footsteps of with Carrier? Because you have actually supported him on tour before, haven't you? Like, you met him before Cha 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 was going to Eurovision.
Yeah. My kind of day job was like to do like most like like private parties and office parties, and then like about exactly 1 year ago, I was going one office party, and then I go to the backstage, and then there's like Kärjä, the UMK winner, and then I went like a bit like shy to ask like, can I take a fan photo of you? And then last weekend there was a big gala in Finland. And then Kärjä came to ask a little bit shy for me. Can we take the turn? You?
Like, turn.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's lovely. We are really, there's some similarity, but a lot of, we are really different also. But it's like, there is something same also, like maybe the shameless attitude is at least a bit same. And he has been giving a lot of really good tips how to do this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. What's he been saying to you?
We went actually like last week ago or something to his home in Vantaa, and we was there like maybe a couple of hours, and he was just telling everything what happened and what to do and what to not to do and like.
Yeah.
But. We have a really grown-up attitude.
He did such an amazing thing for Finland, didn't he?
Yeah. It's like every bubble loves Kärjä or secretly loves Kärjä.
Yeah.
I think he's amazing.
And UMK is now so big because of Kärjä, and everybody around the world watches UMK. And that's why there was so many viewers.
Yeah, almost 2 million people watched our Denim Egg Show.
The Denim Egg Show. Yeah. The Denim Egg Show. I remember watching it, and because I'd heard the song, obviously, and I'd seen the video that you'd made. But then when I watched the staging and saw the egg, I was like, oh my goodness, what's happening here? Okay, it's opening. And then obviously you didn't have the jean shorts on. And I was like, oh God, what's happening now? And it's just a feast for the senses for 3 minutes, which is what Eurovision is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you obviously both love the 1990s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the influence of the song. I was going to ask you, which 90s song needs to make a comeback?
All of those.
Yeah, I think...
All of the 90s.
Yeah, I think like the whole... for me, I remember the music television and like I would want that kind of attitude what was then, that things doesn't need to be so perfect, like interviews can be weird and that kind of stuff, that like the... Things doesn't need to be so polished, like there can be more art in the pop culture that I would like more.
Yeah.
Like more on stuff.
Less perfection.
Yes.
a bit of unruliness.
Yes.
A bit of randomness.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Who are some of your biggest fans, and have you checked out your competition yet for Eurovision this year?
I've only heard of Jost. The Jost hype is coming through my TikTok algorithm.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to meet him and hear the song, because it isn't out yet, I think.
No, not yet. No, it's coming at the end of the month, I think.
Yeah. That I also really looking forward, because my family is half Dutch, because my wife is from Holland, so it's going to be funny to meet, and I also I love the energy what the Estonian people have, like they have really like, they're a bit like Finnish, but they're more playful and more positive people, I think. So like, and I really love their song. It's really, really no rules also, like really like crazy stuff, like, yeah.
So in your house, you've got half for the Netherlands and half for Finland.
Yes.
Split the votes.
Yeah.
What's some of your Eurovision memories? Who do you remember?
For me, like one childhood memory, I'm like, UK Eurodance song, this Gina G, like, ooh, ah, that's the little bit. And then there was like, I was really young boy then, and then there was like a bit, erotic lyrics, and then the subtitles was in Finnish, and I was like, oh my god, I was like, yeah, but that's
That song won a Grammy, an American Grammy. Like, it's really? One of the few. Yeah, it's one of the few. I'm full of facts for you today.
Yeah.
Also, but your dancers, now that I'm thinking of the Gina G performance, Your dancers on stage, they kind of channel that energy a little bit.
Yeah, that was my, like, for our national TV group that made this show, I was like telling that I want that kind of energy, kind of that is, it's like dance moves, but they are not so perfect. Like that they looked, that's like, I wanted that it looks like Windows 95 Man, like show.
And Henry, going back to the UMK final, when you're crawling along the floor, what was going through your mind?
Nothing really.
We don't remember anything.
Yeah,
it's just
my soul escaped my body, and I cannot really remember anything. I think I enjoyed it, and I wasn't too nervous, but somehow I just blacked out.
Oh, and what do all your friends and family think of you going to Eurovision now? What have they said?
My parents escaped to Tenerife, like when there was the UMK final, and then they just came this weekend home, and they was just like, they are really, really easygoing people. So I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah, maybe they don't understand the
how
big is this?
Yeah, and, yeah.
But my friends are very like, this is very absurd to all of us. Like,
yeah,
you're really going to Eurovision. That's like, that's so absurd. But they're very hyped.
Mm. Yeah.
And for me, my friends are like, I think like everybody had a small shock.
Yeah.
Like that some of my friends, when there was the voting, one of my best friend needed to run out of the arena because he was just, I gotta watch this. I'm like, yeah.
Well, I think your parents probably realise how big a deal it is now. I hope that they're going to, like, get your faces and put them up all around where they live, you know, on billboards and, like, estate agent poles and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that they know, everyone in the neighbourhood knows exactly who you are and what you're doing. Do they live, like, in Helsinki or are they in another town?
I live, actually, nowadays, like, the Espoo next to... Helsinki, and we have there like this small town, and people are really happy about this, and they're gonna make some kind of rent some place and have some big party where they're gonna watch.
It's
really nice to live kind of small community, and people are like really, really supportive.
Every now and then I keep getting distracted because of the shorts. Every time I realize, I'm like, they are actually really small and really tight.
Yeah.
Don't cut off any of the blood supply or anything. So I have a bit of a confession, and I know I'm breaking the fourth wall here a little bit with the podcast, but there are no rules according to Windows 95 Man, so there shouldn't be any rules here either. But that's the end of the interview. There was some more chat with the guys, but technical hitches and glitches meant that we can't bring it to you, unfortunately. We did talk a bit more about the denim egg, though, the wonderful denim egg that was at the UMK National Final, and how that concept took about 5 minutes to come up with. But needless to say, the guys are very excited about going to Malmo. And you know what? He's such a nice guy that he sent us this.
No, Steve. These are my work pants. I've been using these 10 years. I'm used to it. These are normal. This is normal. Normal tightness. But yeah, just wanted to say that loving representing Finland, and we looking forward to see everyone in Malmö and maybe some pre-party. Greetings from Espoo near Helsinki. Windows 95 Man and Henry.
There he is, giving us just a little goodbye, good luck message. Thank you so much to Windows 95 Man, known just as Temu to his wife. And also thank you to Henry, the vocalist on No Rules. The duo are taking all of the denim in Finland to Malmo. That is it for us for another week. We've got more Eurovision entries being announced all the time, as you know. We are well into national final season now. And remember, Eurovision.tv, that is the place to find out about every national final and all the acts who are competing for each country. That's it for now. I will speak to you very soon.